A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 16th anniversary of the death of the late veteran nationalist and national hero, former Vice President Joshua Nkomo.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, our Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.bioindebele.com.
Well, the struggle was difficult, was protracted. Dar El Zimrengo was formed in February 1969, in order to prosecute the armed struggle.
Now, can you briefly recall to us how you think of the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo as the father of nationalism in Zimbabwe?
Well, Dr. Nkomo made a major contribution to the liberation of Zimbabwe. He was, first of all, the first president of the ANC after the National Congress of Southern Rhodesia. In 1957, then he became president of the NDP. And later became president of ZAPU. After the split, ZAPU and ZANU, he became president or chairman of PCC, People's Caregiver Council. So he made an impact in the struggle against colonialism and imperialism.
Lolu lusuku oluqakathekile kakhulu kithi bantu beZimbabwe. Siyamkhumbula ubaba owayethanda ukuthi abantu bekhule belokuthula empilweni zabo. So yilusuku oluqakathekileyo kakhulu empilweni zethu. Okwamanje singathi yekusesele ukuthula elizweni lethu.
Instead of this day bringing sorrow and pain, it brings a lot of joy to think that the old man accomplished what he had set out to do, what his God had signed him to do. It brings joy, it brings hope, it brings vigor into my life personally to say, no, something has to happen to better our lives, because the old man was committed to this nation so much that you can't help but feel good about it. You don't have time to cry, as it were. You can't cry over that we lost, you know, such a good man.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 16th anniversary to commemorate the late Vice President, Dr. Joshua Nkomo.
Dr. Nkomo, who spearheaded Zimbabwe's struggle for independence, who died on July 1st, 1999. His death was announced by President Robert Mugabe, his former partner and rival in the Patriotic Front, which fought the Rhodesian government of Ian Smith in the 1970s. Mr. Mugabe said on radio, quote, "I regret to announce to you the passing away early this morning of our beloved compatriot, one of the stalwarts of Zimbabwe's struggle from the 1950s to the 1970s for independence from Britain."
But what is the legacy of Joshua Nkomo, a leader that some say a president that Zimbabwe never had?
Yabambe Zulu andaba lingalithola njani lapho khona khona ngapho ke emakhaya. Tina lapha lo blessing, yes, siyaphila ngokwamagama. Yena namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba luka Joshua Nkomo. Singathi ke siyamkhumbula kakhulu, abanye babembiza bethu nguChipho Chitedza, abanye bathi ngumafukufuku, abanye bathi ngumdala, njalo abanye baphinde bethi ngufather Zimbabwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani maZimbabwe mahle ukuthi kambe lithini ngoku ligacy. Kube ngithi ela kuthola ku Joshua Nkomo. Sicela ukuthi lisifonele. Kona manje sixoxene ngakho inombolo nanzi 001-202-619-2077. Ngizasiphinda futhi inombolo nanzi 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kulumani sizu. Kujalo fwetu.
Hongu ka hamadza diwa. Nasi, tuta utitinge tichi arangarira va Joshua Nkomo. Tichitarisa kuti zvirikuitika munyika mazuano. Ndizvo here zvavaida, ndizvo here zvavakaendera kuhondo. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nezvava Dr. Joshua Nkomo. Iye nasi uno pano pa Studio 7 tichirangarira rufu rwavo musi wa July 1, Gibbs.
So if you wish to join the show, remember to call us at this number 001-202-619-2077. We have messages on Facebook, Blessing. One of the messages from Mongameli Ngube who says, Joshua Nkomo is a true hero. May his soul rest in peace. And then Mr. Mnyalazi Mizi also writes, Nkomo is a true hero, no doubt about that. Just remember the crowd that conversed at the National Heroes Acre on the day he was buried. So many people attended that burial. Then we've got Patrick who writes, we are tired of politics, but Nkomo was a great hero.
And of course, I had the privilege to talk to Dr. Nkomo's daughter, that is Tandi Nkomo. And of course, I first asked what they did today as a family to commemorate the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. Let's take a listen.
I did, obviously. I was going to church. We had a service at our parish. Roman Catholic, of which my dad, was baptized in the Catholic Church just a year before he died. So we had a service there. And then at his old home, you know, at his last home at Machamchope, the foundation, they already established a museum there. So we spent the day with the various kids coming in. You know, there were kids that were planning for a quiz and the debate on Joshua Nkomo. So they met there, you know, just to go through the museum and to get a few lectures from some of the organizers. And then I also spent time talking to them and taking pictures with them. I spent the day mostly, you know, with the media. They came in also for interviews, and everybody wanted to see the museum. Then I take them through to show just what we have at the museum.
But just briefly, Tandi, tell us about Nkomo the father.
That was a bit difficult because he was never really like the father, the family father, because he never really lived with the family. They were married with my mom in 48. They didn't have their first kid until about 6 years later. And already was in the struggle. So when the kids came along between those years up to, you know, he was never home. And then came 1962, you know, he was sent on that lengthless detention, of which he came out around 1974. And by that time, we had all gone overseas. I was in school in New York at Columbia University. And then he went from jail detention to Zambia, where they organized it to start the armed struggle. He was never really like the father at home. We just knew that he was our father and they were still married with our mom. And, he sort of took care of to make sure that the family is okay, is taken care of. Hello?
Yes. Do you now appreciate that, probably he had a bigger role to play? He was destined for bigger things.
No, that was not even anything for us to figure. We were told point blank by my mother that he has a calling, a bigger calling than just being your father and my husband here. A calling to free Zimbabwe, you know, bring the country to freedom.
Of course, that there was the daughter of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. And on reflection, Gibbs, mm-hmm. I think you could, while we are celebrating as a nation, mm-hmm. That he was a great man, but the tale from the children of these mm-hmm. Veterans is that, you know, the fathers were not at home. Uh-huh. And she said the mother actually told them that, you know, he's not going to be here with you mm-hmm. every day. He is a higher calling. Mm-hmm. It's said indeed. We celebrate. But of course, we should not forget the families mm-hmm. that suffered. I think is the same tale that you have heard from Mandela's children. Mm-hmm. He was never at home. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was not it was not easy because as a liberator, you had to be divorced from your own family.
Mm-hmm. But it is so good now that these kids are saying it all. You know, earlier when we talked to Sibanganiso Nkomo, who said that the father was a man of great humility. You know, he says he was not all that rich, but he could call anyone to discuss anything with him, and he was never selfish. Now Tandiwe is saying the same thing, and they've got that kind of memorial at their own home. You know, it's something that they created, and they always go there. And back in Chelanyamba, they also have that rural kind of funeral, I mean the grave site, where they always do a lot of, you know, cultural issues. So it's really great, but well, during that time as kids, it was really difficult.
Of course, we also spoke with his colleague, Dumiso Dabengwa, who heard that interview a little bit later on in this show. So do stay tuned. And I think we have our guests lined up, Gibbs. First, I think we have Mr. Strike Mkandla.
Strike Mkandla, who's the ZAPU spokesperson. Mr. Strike Mkandla, good evening. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Mkandla, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us and stay on the line.
And I think we also have Mr. Charles Mangongera, a political analyst based in Harare. Mr. Mangongera, good evening.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Mkandla. We were told that we have to rush for a certain earlier engagement that we were invited to. So, were there any commemorations today to mark the 16 years since the death of Mr. Nkomo?
Well, yes. I'm aware that today there was the start of the festivities to mark the week, well, at least starting today, the actual day, and then culminating on the 4th, which is Saturday, with a bigger function outside town in Matopos, in Jelele, you know, the shrine. Now, Dr. Nkomo used to go to that place, and he used to rest at the Mshashini, a cultural, which is now the Mshashini Center. It's a a rest place where you just sit, which is not at the Gerele case directly, because that is a sacred place. You don't just go there unless you have some business, but you have to go to that area. So that area is now being, you know, sort of developed as a cultural project by a group headed by Mr. David Muhabinyana Ngwenya. Now, Muhabinyana happens to be also president of the International Traditional Healers Association. So he's a very important one in the traditional healers sector, but also in cultural affairs around the Matopos and so on. So last year, I actually went to the same function after the first. Last year it coincided with the weekend. So in the morning last year I went to the walk from Blue Lagoon, which is the family business center run by Sibanganiso Nkomo. And then we had a march to the statue of Dr. Joshua Nkomo in what is now the Joshua Kabogo Nkomo street, which used to be Main Street in Bulawayo, as you know. And then back to the Stanley Square, where there was a kind of public meeting, if not a rally, attended by the governor of Bulawayo, Mrs. Eunice Sandi Moyo, and other people. But we were also there as invitees, quite a number of people. And then when that function finished, we headed for the Matopos. This year, I didn't do anything in town, and I'm going to go to the Matopos one at the weekend. It's on Saturday, the 4th. So it's a very important one, because the traditional chiefs, the traditional healers, the communities, and other stakeholders will be out there. But they started today with what is called the Festival of Living Traditions, basically where people showcase the cultures around the Matopos, and the other places surrounding the Njelele Shrine, where Dr. Nkomo used to go to that center before Njelele. Mm. So it's a very important week, and I think it covers the other aspect of Dr. Nkomo, which sometimes is forgotten, which is respect for our traditions and our origins, that he actually didn't think we were people just floating up there, which just started fighting for the country, but who were based on the ancestors and the old kingdoms that were here, that fought against the white occupation of the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we want to bring in Mr. Mangongera. Mr. Mangongera, like me, is a bond free. And of course,
I'm a little bit older than that. Just a little bit.
Now we know you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mangongera, we are talking, of course, about the legacy of the late Joshua Nkomo. You are a political analyst yourself. Would you say that Mr. Nkomo is a happy man with what is happening in modern day Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that you know, we are celebrating, obviously, you know, the life of a towering figure in the history of the liberation struggle of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a larger than life character, not only in the sense of his own, you know, physical build, mm-hmm. but in terms of the things that he achieved in his remarkable life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm currently reading, I'm about to finish reading a book by Judith Todd,
mm-hmm.
One of, you know, Zimbabwe's extraordinary, you know, characters who understands the history of not only the liberation struggle, but the immediate post-liberation dispensation in Zimbabwe. It's a book entitled Through the Shadow. And, you know, I encourage every Zimbabwean who wants to get a better understanding of who, you know, Dr. Nkomo was, to go through that book, because it's got a lot of exciting things to know about the man. But not only that book, but, you know, I also had the pleasure of reading his own memoir,
mm-hmm.
In which he reflects on a number of, you know, fundamental historical epochs in the liberation struggle, but in, also in the post-liberation struggle dispensation. I know that for many Zimbabweans, you know, this is an important occasion, but we ought to, you know, do justice to the legacy of the man that we are celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man who fought tirelessly to bring the freedom that we enjoy today.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, he also enjoys, you know, the kind of persecution that many Zimbabweans today have experienced under the leadership of, you know, President Robert Mugabe and his party, ZANU-PF. We all know about the history of Kukura Hundi and how Mr. Nkomo suffered, you know, being called all sorts of names. He was called a snake, who had to be decapitated. He had to run away from his beloved country to spend some years in Asia because, you know, he was considered an enemy. But, you know, here is a man who fought, you know, who was dedicated to freedom for Zimbabwe, African liberation. And he's one of the founding fathers of the nationalist movement that brought the kind of independence that unfortunately has not brought the benefits that many of us thought, you know, independence would bring. So it's a life that we all ought to celebrate, but certainly there are also some sad moments that we have to reflect on, not only in terms of his life, but in terms of what independence and liberation means for us as Zimbabweans, because we have not enjoyed the kind of independence that he had in mind, the kind of the fruits of liberation that he had in mind. But I think that like worth celebrating as we reflect on a life well lived.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangongera. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, it's the 16th anniversary of the death of former Vice President Joshua Nkomo. Gibbs, I think we have our third guest.
Yes, we've got Mr. David Ndlovu, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening to you.
Thank you very much for joining us today. So tell us briefly, were there any celebrations in ZANU-PF to mark the anniversary of Joshua Nkomo?
I wouldn't say something was organized formally, mm-hmm. because that is a provincial thing. So I was not invited to anything organized by the province, but I'm sure they did organize something. Mm-hmm. But since I'm working, mm-hmm. I did not participate. Yes.
But is it not sort of like, you know, out of tune for ZANU-PF not to be seen to be organizing some big events about this great man?
Yeah, certainly. If we had to consider what Nkomo did for the nation, mm-hmm. it should be more than pure organizing. It should be more than that. It's very unfortunate that certain things are not done according to expectations. And I'm one of those who are disappointed.
I think we have a bad connection. Yeah, yeah. We'll try to call him. Mm-hmm. But we have a caller from Gokwe, I think. Mr. Nyati?
Yes, please. How are you? Good.
We are doing fine.
Yes, I'm all right.
I'm all right. I'm glad to be part of this discussion tonight.
Yes, you can go ahead.
Basically, I want to talk about the legacy, part of it, about the old man. Mm-hmm. You know, taking into account the struggle to attain the independence of this country, you would find the old man took too many years in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we attain the independence, after losing and getting some few seats in parliament, he actually displayed the character of, in time that he even accepted a ministerial position, notwithstanding the fact that he was the commander in chief of the armed struggle. So such humility teaches us to at least recognize some of the features that the old man left behind. And the problems that then ensued during the process of having attained independence. So you find with all the troubles in place, you have a great unifier.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well during the height of the struggle in the country,
mm-hmm.
he had at least grouped a lot of resources for the demobilized Victoria Kedai. Now, when the problems started, they lost everything. But you find he never looked upon all these things as if to mean that he should remain at the top. So he actually put everything behind for the sake of the people. So what am I saying? He was a selfless leader who could keep the people safe. So such a legacy, and up to now, 15 years down the line, we really miss the characteristics of the old man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to believe that if Etoli was around, as a father figure, our situation would not be the same.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you so much, Mr. Nyati, for your contribution.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. kune avo vachangotibata nhasi tiri kutaura nezva Joshua Nkomo tichirangarira makore gumi nematanhatu vashaya tichitarisawo kuti zviri kuitika muZimbabwe ndizvo here zvavakarwira chimurenga vamangongera todzoka zvamuri zvakare kwamuri Gibbs anga abvunza mubvunzo wekuti panenge pasina zvakawanda zvanga zvichiitwa nehurumende kurangarira muchakabvu Joshua Nkomo munoona sei?
Well, ndinofunga kuti kune vakawanda vanonzwisisa nhoroondo yekuti Zimbabwe yakabva kupi uye kuti kuti pazova nehondo yekuzvisunungura yatakawana isu semhuri yeZimbabwe tichisvika patiri nhasi. Pane kumwe kutsutsumwa kwatinokwanisa kuita nekuti tanga titarisirawo kuti ZANU-PF semusangano unoratidza kuti ndiwo uri kutonga ende musangano unoratidza kuti wakabatanidza ZANU nezapo muna 1987 vachigadzira musangano wakunzi ZANU-PF. Taitarisira kuti pangadaiwo pane kurangarira kune mutsindo unonzwika nomunhu wese ari muZimbabwe kuti tiri kurangarira upenyu hwemunhu ane role yaakapleya inokosha mukusununguka kwatakawana asi hatina kuona izvozvo zvichiitika. Izvozvo zvinotiratidza kuti dzimwe mudzengo wavaya vanotsutsumwa vachiti pamwe iyoyo unit accord kana tumbaranidzo wa1987 vakanga usingabvi pasi pasi pomwoyo nekuti kana takatarisa mamwe maevhenzi atinoona akafanana nokuti zuva rokuzvarwa kwapurezidendi wenyika 21st February movement izuva rinobva raiswa mari yakawanda chaizvo ropembererwa kodyiwa kopesesera patambwa kana bhora rinonzi bhobhu 88-99 kana kuti igore ipi ravanenge vachitarisira kuti vari kupemberera zvoitwa zvino mutsindo kunyika yese inozvinzwa. Asi hezvo tiri pano tikufanira kunge tichirangarira gamba ramagamba anova mumwe wevakuru vakatangisa chaizvo kuita kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe inge ichisvinura kana kuti inge ichinzwisisa kuti umbimbindoga hwakanga hune varungu vapambepo hwanga hwakamira sei. Asi hatisi kuona mutsindo iwoyo muZANU-PF. Saka ndofunga kuti kune vanonyatsonzwisisa nhoroondo yenyika izvozvo zvinenge zvichivaita kuti vatsutsumwe. Asi kwatiriwo isu vamwe vanotarisa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika kwenguva yakareba hazvinyanyotishamisa izvozvo nekuti tinoziva kuti kana takatarisa iyeyo chibvumirano ichocho kana kuti unit accord kwakanga kuri kunenge kumbunyikidzwa sevaibva muzapo nekuti even chasainwa chibvumirano ichocho kwaramba kuchiratidza kuti vamwe vaimbunyikidzwa vachiramba vachikandwa mumajeri nezvimwe zvakadaro mukatarisa nhoroondo yavana dhumisa tadema namedzi vamuchiichataura navo pamberi apapo vanhu vakaramba vachimbunyikidzwa vachitambudzwa vana lookout masuku vakatosvira pakufa vasina kumbonyatsoinzoya kuti chinonzi unit accord chacho chii, chinonzi mubatanidzo chacho chii, chinonzi independence chii. Saka isi hatinyanyoshamisika tinoona kuti vangomo kana mukatarisa nhoroondo yavo munhu aingoramba achinzi anopuwa mazita vachishoropodzwa vachinzi vakatobuda muZimbabwe vachitiza nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka kufunga kwevamwe vatinoziva vari muZANU-PF kuti havanyatsokoshesa kuti Zimbabwe yakambobvepi taakuita pachirungu yatinoti rewriting of history yekuti tinongoda kutiudze kunzi vamugade chete
nevavangongera timbokubatei muromo tida kuti vamukanja vangoti pindei zvishoma ipapo
baba mukanja ngena kancane ubesuvhalelisa baba kamafuchani
sevei right exactly so ngifuna kufosha sivii now just a quick one calling his keywa lapa I just wanted to say a few things. Number one is that Nkomo was actually a man of peace who had to go to war to achieve peace. He was a lover of freedom and a believer in freedom and human dignity based on equal rights for all. And for me, what struck me as a young guy, and which always...
Let's do it this way, Baba Mkandla. Baba Mkandla, Bamba, just 2 seconds.
And Mr. Mangongera, right. Mr. Ndlovu, you have a caller?
Yes, I've got a caller. Sibakhulule ubambe khona phonga ikachana.
Please stay on the line. We'll be back right after a short break. And for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kibs Dube saying stay tuned.